focus on that lamed beis on the beis and for hedging had a subject that's not here in the halacha. These are all business. Let me get to the business. They had a subject. The dinners at the eight and came back out after the beer. The dinners came from the same place in Mabba doesn't apply to the beer. That's the one to be. Compared to the matter. The patient has a subject. What's the game? It says in, tells the eight in, we don't think you know what you're talking about. We think you're lying. And they give him a whole speech, and the Bezer starts Tercadei Dibur of the completion of the Haggadah pages, and then they keep on giving a speech, and then Tercadei Dibur of the Gemara, of the speech of Bezer, and they say, okay, we back out together. You want to go home and have a nice day. The person says, you should be what the din is. The fee came on, if you'll say, they're not sure what the din is. They're a kosher hefsid. But that's not called a hefsid because the Bezer is talking, Tercadei Dibur of what the Eidim says. And then the Eidim back out Tercadei Dibur of what Bezer says. The she isn't sure to be with the face. So that's the patient he's not sure about. The marker of this topic is the Gemara in Shavuot, where the Gemara says that if you have, let's say, five Eidim testifying, each one tested the Hebrew of the previous day, so they're all mature to each other, and then the first day he came back out testing the Hebrew of the last day. That's what the says in Gemara. But in that Gemara, all the five Eidim are saying the same thing. They're all going in the same direction. The first case says Reuven Harvey Chametz. The second case says Reuven Harvey Chametz. They all say the same thing. And they're all mature to each other. Over here, the Eidim, the Bezdin are saying Farket from the Eidim. They're not blending in with the Haggadah Eidim. You don't say that it's a few of cut. So that's the case. This is not sure that it's same. So what's the Din Halacha L'maisa? So if you look in the other day, it's a Machlokes. I'm just causing this same one. Hilchos Nedor Meshvuot for the... In the end of Siman Reish Yud, the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Gemara in the end of Nedarim, in the middle of Nedarim, that if a Chazara Pesach the Hebrew is good for everything, it's not only for Hazara Seder, and the person makes a Kinyan, the Kiddush in Egypt, you can't back out Pesach the Hebrew. Well, look at person takes a Neder, a person goes to Shulchan, so the Gemara says you can back out Pesach the Hebrew. So what happens if a person took a Neder, and Acherim are listening into his Neder? And Tercadei the Dibur of the completion of his Amiras HaNeder, they say that's ridiculous, you're going to get into trouble, don't do it, don't make such a neder, you're going to suffer, we recommend you should listen to us, you know better, we're older. A long speech that's way after Tercadei the Dibur, but it started Tercadei the Dibur of his neder. And then after the whole Musa Drasha that they Acherim gives to the Noder says Tercadei the Dibur of their Drasha, I back out, I changed my mind. So is that good or not? So the Mechaber says, HaNeder V'chazer by Tercadei the Dibur, or Shemichu Ba'Acherim, first today Dibur, the Kibel of Israel, Loi Habi Nezer. So the Mechaber writes, if Acherim HaMoicha by first today Dibur of his Nezer, and he accepts the Musa Drasha, sounds like he's backing out, the Bala Nezer is backing out, way after first today Dibur of his Nezer, but the Drasha that the Acherim gave him was first today Dibur of his Nezer, and he's backing out first today Dibur of their Drasha. So the Mechaber writes like that Dvarim Taisus, the Hikema, that is, that's not Leichas and Hesper. And it's based on the Gemara and Shavuot, that there's only one course over there. And the Ramo says, no. The Kibo Dibrahim, Micho Bo Acherim, Tercadei Dibur, the Kibo Dibrahim, Tercadei Dibur, the Nidro. Not that he backed out Tercadei Dibur to their Machor, which was Tercadei Dibur to his Nebbah. But since C was in first to B and B was in first to A, that's all good. No, the Ramo Adzan, Tercadei Dibur, of his neder he backs down, like the other side of the person. So the mindset is the machlokes, the mechaber and the ramo. And in parentheses in the ramo, they wrote the mocker for the ramo. The ramo has all the mechaber's results. Our friend said it wasn't written by the ramo. A lot of times the mechaber's are inaccurate. It's been done from the wrong mocker. But here, the mocker is that the Darkei Moshe written by the ramo on the bottom of the tour, the Darkei Moshe interprets that that's the pshat in the riser who has a hasok on the ramo, and the lo kabet yeshus. The bet yeshus, the mechaber holds that that's not the pshat in the riser. The case is called the like this far in person, but you can back out, Tercadei the Dibur of the Mikuba Acher, and which was Tercadei the Dibur of the Maisa that I did. And the Ramo holds not. So the Shiloh says, Tafik al Tershus is a, is a Machoich and Machal and Ramon, you're there. The Mishnah Megillah, it says that you always have to read a Haftarah at the end of the Kriya Haftarah. So the Haftarah always supposed to be related to the Kriya. If you learn from Kisrorim, like on Shabbos or Shabbos, then the Haftarah is supposed to be related to the second, supposed to relate to the second Sefer, to the second Kriya. If you learn two Sedras, then the Abu Dram quotes two Minhagim, whether the Haftarah has to relate to the first Sedra or has to relate to the second Sedra. I mean, it is that we always have the Haftarah relating to the second Sedra, even though it's not really the same. If you learn from two different Svarim, it's a different Kriya. If you learn two Sedras one after the other, you gave 3.5 Aliyahs in the first Sedra, 3.5 Aliyahs in the second Sedra, so it's really long, one long Sedra. So it's really Torah together. So why should you mask? Why should you mark the dasket to say the Haftarah from the second set? It really shouldn't make any difference. But that's the two. There should have been a third minute, but it doesn't make any difference which Haftarah you say. Whether you want to say the first Haftarah or the second Haftarah, for the first set or the second set. But the Abu Dram doesn't quote such a third minute. He just quotes 1 minute is that you say the Haftarah from the second set, so you always have to say the Haftarah that relates to the last Kriya, and the second set is the last Kriya. And the other minute is not that you say dasket the Haftarah from the first set. So strange minute. Should have been, it doesn't matter. Anyway, here, there's a Yetzim in Akral. Achrimot Kedoshim, Achrimot has all of the Yisuri Arayis, and Kedoshim has all of the Onshim for these Arayis. And Achrimot is just saying that everybody gets Torah. Salah Shiachim, Salah Tarev Tarev, and Nichus, and Akrash Tarev, and Mishkaram. It just says that everybody gets Torah. And Kedoshim says, the Shrotim is who gets which Misa. Some of those people who get Torah, if there's Eid in the Hasro, will also get Misa. Some of them are not. So in Parshas Kedoshim you have the Mishnah. So you have two different Haftarahs printed in the Chumash. You have a Haftarah for Achrimot and you have a Haftarah for Kedoshim. So in the beginning of the Haftarah of Achrimot, you have a whole note printed from the Levushim Simon Tzad Gimel. That runs as follows. If you look in the Mishnah in the Gimel, there's a Machlekes HaTanoim. The time of Bizman HaTanoim, the cloud just was that the fellow who gets to Machzir should pick out something from Navi that relates to the Kriya, and if there are two Kriyas and two Sforim or two Sedras, whatever, so she relates to the second Kriya. And what he has to pick, has a bear to pick whatever he wants. It wasn't fixed. That's why you have so many different Minhagim, in the Italian Minhag, in the German Minhag, in the Scottish Minhag, different Minhagim, which Haftarah to say, because Bizman HaTanoim, Bizman HaMoraim, you can pick whatever Haftarah you want. But there are certain limitations, there are certain rules and restrictions. So one of the rules is that you what is the number of psukim that you have to have? The Gemara says the number of psukim should be corresponding to the number of psukim that's necessary in the Kriyas HaTorah. If it's a yontif, and you have to give 5 aliyahs, and the 5 aliyahs have to have a minimum of 3 psukim each, so you have to have in the Kriyas HaTorah a minimum of 15 psukim. So then the Haftarah has to have a minimum of 15 psukim as well. And if it's a Shabbos, so you have to have 7 aliyahs, and every aliyah has to have a minimum of 3 psukim, so the Haftarah has to have a minimum of 21 psukim. And if it's Yom Kippur, and you give 6 aliyahs, so each aliyah has to have 6, so how much is 6 times 18? 8, minimum of 18 psukim. Unless you have Shalom and Yonah, the Gemara says, you have sometimes a Haftarah that's much shorter than 21 psukim for a Shabbos, how can it be? The Gemara says, if Shalom and Yonah, if the whole topic is completed in less than 21 psukim, then it's okay. So the Mishnah has a Machlekes HaTanoim, what about whether Machtir Mitzvah is Yerushalayim? There is a section, there is a Nevuah in Yechezkel. Yechezkel HaNavi is complaining against the Medina. That Medina Yisrael are full of Averis. The people are always doing Averis. So the Rebbe Shalom gave him a Nevuah, that he should go scream and give Tachoch and give Musa, that they better behave, or he's going to destroy the whole country. He's going to destroy the Beis HaMikdash and send everybody into Golus and so on. So he had to deliver his Nevuah. He was told that if you write this down, we'll bear it also. You have to learn it. It's written down, so you have to learn it. But the question is, just because he was commanded to give the Nevuah to the Nehi Saw B'Shaito, and just because he was commanded to write it down, and we are commanded to learn it, doesn't necessarily mean that you are permitted to recite that Haftarah in Shul today. I'm not the Chesra, so I'm not permitted to recite this Haftarah. The Mishnah in Megillah has an Achleitish Hatanah. So one time it says, E Machtirim Tehvis Yushalam. That you're not allowed to pick that from after, pick a different master. Why should anybody in his right mind want to pick that after? What has it got to do with which Zedra? No, it has to do with Achrimot Kedoshim. Because the Psukim here speak about all of the Gili Arayis, and Achrimot speaks about the Yisuri Arayis. And in Kedoshim it speaks about the Yonshim, so one might think perhaps that's a nice after. That it speaks of Tavis Yushalayim, Ishis Kalot Etime Bizimro, Ishis Achoisoi Bashar Vinobo. All the different Averis of Gili Arayis that are being violated in the Medina Shisra. This is the Machlokes HaTanoim, whether you're permitted to say the Haftarah. So the Braiser In Gemara Megillah, which also appears in the Masechet Sofim, a little sharper there, Rashi says that by Rav Lezer held that you're not allowed to be master of the Tevis Yisrael. So in Rav Lezer Shul, once the Balabas got master and didn't know that the Rabbah holds you're not allowed to say that after. He picked that after. Rav Lezer got very angry. He said, I shot the Vedic the Tevis Yisraelayim, instead of saying about the Gilei Arayis that everybody else is doing, we should be Vedic the Tevis in Nefer. You should check into your own lineage and find out whether your mother behaved in after the war. Rashi says that they were Beidik and they found out that the fellow was a Mamluk. This guy who was attacking Medinat Yisrael. They found out the guy was a Mamluk. So, by law, we don't pass out that blazer. The thing is that you're permitted to recite that Haftarah of Eretz Yisrael. But still, because of blazer she says that you're not allowed to, and he got so angry at the Balabas, and he said, I've got the Beidik of Eretz Yisrael to go to Beidik in Mecho. And it was Bakrachel who months ago, to whom I'm there. So that's why the mimic developed over the years, that we have a Haftarah that's printed that we rarely, rarely ever recite. So that's this Haftarah. When you have, that's why we always assume the Tila Deja Lavush. That's Haftarah. Hodaito is Tay Avitel. Hashishpot is Tir Hadomin. Hodaito is Kol Tay Avitel. You should scream out, you have to know, you should scream out against Yerushalayim, that all the Tayyavis Yerushalayim. So that's Tayyav Kabbay. Chapter 5, Beit Yisraelanon. He's complaining about all the favors that are being done in Medina Yisrael. So it was always assumed that that's the Haftarah that was under dispute. And even though the din is that we pass in against Rav Lezer, that you may say, but we always avoid saying that Haftarah. So when you have Achimai Kedoshim together, even though the minig normally is to say the Haftarah from the second parsha, to hear the minig always became that you say the Haftarah from the first parsha when they go together. And when they're not in Chubon, when they don't go together, so we always have a terrace while we don't say, this year is a Shabbos or Shchodesh. And another year it's going to be Erev or Shchodesh. We're going to say Machu Chodesh. Kemat always turns out that you never say that. Like a Kri below Kri. The third is printed and you cannot never say. Once in a long, long while, you use up all of your things and you have nothing, you have no excuse, so then you have to say that, after. So that's what was always assumed until the days of the Levush. Then the printer puts in, if you look at the Levush, Bahala HaLevush, that that's not what's going on. That the Haftarah that Rav Lezer says, you're not allowed to be signed, Taka doesn't appear by us in the Levush. We never say it. The one that appears over here is not the one that's under dispute. It's not that Rav Lezer holds that you're not allowed to say to Eretz Yerushalayim because you're attacking Medina Yisrael. Yeah, you can attack all you want. There's no other to attack Medina Yisrael. Yeah, you're reading a novi, that's okay. David Yerushalayim is a different Haftarah that starts off along the same line. But he died to his coffee harvest there, near this. It's another parish or two away, not too far away from this, the Nishnavua, where the novi speaks of checking into the lineage of the Jewish people. The novi screams at the novi and says, What kind of Kroyim are they? What kind of wild animals are these people? They're descendants of terrible forefathers. Avraham Avinu must have been a terrible person, and Sarah Imenu must have been a terrible woman to have such terrible, terrible offspring. There must have been something wrong with So the Pasuk is attacking Avraham and Sarah for the fact that they have such terrible, terrible descendants. And that's what Rav Lezer got angry. Why should we recite that Haftarah that's condemning Avraham and Sarah for having such terrible offspring? Let's debate your parents. So that's the Tevis Yimecho. What are you talking about? What's wrong with Sarah? What about your mother? That's why they found out that he was a mamzer. Because it's not that the time of Rav Lezer is you shouldn't say Tevis Yerushalayim. That you can say Tevis Yerushalayim. This Haftarah is okay. But still, even though the Levush says that the Haftarah that we have printed is not the one that was ever under dispute, and this is Koshal HaMadrim and HaHadrim HaChal HaVeth, and that was Machlokes, but still, in many places, the minhag is that you do avoid saying this Haftarah. That's what HaChal HaVeth used to enjoy saying over this Raisa. That the Gemara says that the guy who was attacking the Dinesh Yisrael, but the Achav HaMatzabar Shehu Mamzer, found out that the one who attacked the Dinesh Yisrael was a Mamzer. When you have Shabbos or Shchodesh, so you have to take out two stories, and the second sefer you have to lay in, about Rosh Chodesh. So our practice is, I think it's universal, our practice is that in the second Sefer we learn from Parshas Pinchas part of what we would learn on a normal Rosh Chodesh is it would fall out on the weekday. But we don't learn everything. On a normal Rosh Chodesh on the weekdays, we learn Shabbos Meir Kamato Lem Kobani Lachmi the east side. Eight Sukkim, then you learn the Yom HaShabbos, which is two Sukkim, and then you say the Rosh HaShechem, which is one, two, three, four, five Sukkim. This is five Sukkim. So you have eight, two, and five. And that's why you have to take eight, two, and five and make four Aliyahs out of it. So that's why the Gemara has a big problem. How do you make them? A whole Machloket is rather small. How do you squeeze in eight and two is ten, and five is 15? So 15 sukkim, let's see, 15 sukkim to give four aliyahs shouldn't have been so difficult. Because four times, every aliyah has to have a minimum of three sukkim, so you need a 12 sukkim. But you have over here a psucha and another psucha. You have eight sukkim, then you have in the first parsha, between the first psucha and the second, then you have two psukkim. You have Meshavah, then you have five psukkim of Rosh HaChecha. So the Gemara says you're not allowed to stop within three psukkim of the, you're not allowed to stop or start within three psukkim of the Sukkim of a Sukha or a Summa. So how are you going to get four aliyahs over here? So the Gemara says, you better have seven, you're never going to get. It's impossible to get. So you have to make some kind of a dreidel over here. Either you have to lay an over or you have to stop in the middle of a post. So the whole machlokes is rather small what you do, and the Shaila Lamaisis. There's different practices what you do. So the Gemara says, that's what you lay in a normal Rosh Chodesh. You start from the beginning, Kobani Lachmi, and you lay through Yom HaShabbos and the Baruch HaShem. Our practice is that when Rosh Chodesh rolls on our Shabbos, you only lay in the Yom HaShabbos and the Baruch HaShem. The Rashash points out on the Gemara Megillah that you see the Zman HaGemara was not so. The Zman HaGemara, when it was Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, they lay the same as they lay on a weekday. Because the Mishnah says in Megillah that when Rosh Chodesh Ador falls out on Shabbos, you lay Parshas Shkolim on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, what's exactly Parshas Shkolim? What is Parshas Shkolim? The Gemara has a Machlokes HaMaron. So one Amorah says that this is Parshas Shkolim. Shabbos Meir Kamatan Kobani Lachmi Yishai. This is Parshas Shkolim. And you follow the opinion of the other Amorah that Parshas Shkolim is the beginning of Kisisa, Machna Shebet. Even though Kisisa has absolutely nothing to do with the Shkolim in the Beis Hamikdash. Shkolim in the Beis Hamikdash is the Machna Shebet that you give not for the purpose of the senses, but rather for the purpose of purchasing Kobanis deeper than being in the Shkolim. And really you should learn from this, Shaked Sechat HaShabekir, the Shkolim has to do with but this part, that's how we pass in the Parshas Shkolim is Parshas Tisisa. So the Gemara asks Akasha, Bishlam Laman Yama that Shkolim is Parshas Tisisa. So we understand why it's a special din. I'm going to say this Ador falls on a Shabbos. The Mishnah says, Bishlam Parshas Shkolim, something special. Because on a normal, when any other Rosh Chodesh falls on a Shabbos, there's no reason to lay in Parshas Shkolim Tisisa. So El Laman Yama, but if you all like the other sheet in the Gemara, the Parshas Shkolim means, but that is Amar Shalem, the Shabbos Meir Shalom Atah Lehem, that you learn this, so the Gemara says that every Rosh Chodesh follows the Shabbos, you always learn that. So what's the Chiddush? So the Rasha says that according to our practice, that we don't learn that, we learn every Yom HaShabbos of Rosh HaShechem. So it's a big difference that when Rosh Chodesh Ador falls on HaShabbos, you learn the first eight Sukkim as well. You learn the whole Kriya that you learn when Rosh Chodesh falls on a weekday. And if any other Rosh Chodesh falls on a Shabbos, you don't. So you see from the Gemara that their practice was not so. That is Manu Amayroim, they learned on Rosh Chodesh Chalid the Shabbos in the beginning of the Kobani Lachmi. I don't know when it changed, and I don't know how we had the right to change it. It's a big problem. Anyway, the meaning is that this Shabbos, because it's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, we don't say again. Some talk this up, say this Yerushalayim. And we say the special Haftarah for the Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. In many Chumashim there's a misprint, they're not Haftarah. You get knocked here, but if you don't open, make sure that they don't say the misprint. There is a Haftarah. No Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. The end of the race. Try it again. The end of Shmuel. So in Hashemayim Kisri, which is at the very end of Yeshaya, Yeshaya is one of the first forum that ends off with a terrible prophet, so you have to repeat next to the prophet. That's the prophet, that's the reason why we learn that Haftarah when the Chodesh Chalid B'Shabbos, because the prophet speaks that Lashi Lovet is going to be Aliyah L'Regal, not only on the Shalosh Hagdolim, Today Shabbat, the Shabbat I refer to the Shalom Shigam, it says even how many chayrish bechatzir, it's going to be aliyah v'regla and rosh chadashim l'asir lalot. So in the middle of that haftarah, the Pasuk says, "Yidin tanakta mizis kvaydor." So in this chumash it was corrected, but a lot of the other chumashim it says, "Yidin tanakta mizis kvaydor." It means that it's supposed to, the meaning is mizis kvaydor, but that's not what it says in the Navi, it says mizis. So the correct reading is supposed to be mizis. The short man is always a fight. What do you put in? Is this or is this? So if you look in a Navi, there are no two versions. It's just there's a misprint and a print. And the misprint is Ziv. And the correct edition says Niziv Kvoda. Ziv.
With the
sign? Yeah. That's what it says in the Sefer Yishai. It's interesting that when the Chumash tells us Kedoshim Tihiyu, that you would think that you're going to have holy, holy mitzvahs here that only have to do with Beit HaMikdash and Korbanos. You have everything put in all together, Kineza and Sheker and Yechilis, B'nar Machaber, B'nar Mamachim and Korbanos and Lekit, Shukran Peir, and all kinds of things all together. That we understand Kedusha as being all-encompassing, that everything is involved in Kedusha. A person is not a Kedusha just because he observes the mitzvahs in Adam HaMotem. In order to be Kedusha in Tee, he has to have everything. The Pasuk says, Ishino v'yavis filo, the mitzvah that most people don't observe. The Gemara in the end of the first person Kedusha has the whole Kedusha of Kibbut Aviyahim. So one of the Amoraim, I think Abayi, makes a comment how fortunate he was that he had no parents, that his father died when his mother was pregnant, and his mother died at childbirth, and he was a Yosem. That's why some say that he was nicknamed Abayi. Abayi is a Rosh Hashem, it's Hashem B'chol Yilicham Yosem. His name was really something else, Nachmeni. And he says he's fortunate that he doesn't have the problem of Kibbut Aviyahim. He doesn't have the problem that he didn't have the mitzvah either. Those who are fortunate to have parents to try to observe the mitzvah. It's a difficult mitzvah. Everyone is mezalot on Kibbut Aviyahim, but Kibbut Aviyahim, and more Aviyahim, Kibbut and Dinah. Very important. But the Shabsoyfe Tishmai, and the Gemara says in the first parish in Yivamis, that even though there is a din of Kibbut Aviyahim, but when it's in conflict with Kroyd Amokon, in Kulchem Chayavim Bishloidi. If you're not permitted to observe Kibbut Aviyahim, if the parents want it to be Mechal Shabbos, what do you mean? My parents don't want me to be so religious. So the Rasbo says in the beginning of Yivamis, my parents are unhappy that I'm so religious. I need a prophet to say that there's no din of Kibbut Aviyahim there. That's, even if there were a din of Kibbut Aviyahim when it's in conflict with the Mishnah Torah, that's not Kibbut Aviyahim. Well, my father's going to tell me how to run my life. That's what the Rasbo says. It has nothing to do with Kibbut Aviyahim. Kibbut Aviyahim means when they ask for service. They ask me to drive them somewhere. So it means, oh, so that's what it means. My father would like me to drive him to the movies on Shabbos. So I say, but Dad, you're not allowed to go to the movies on Shabbos. He says, so you'll be religious, you won't go to the movies. But I want to go to the movies. So what can I do? I give him Tochacha nicely, it doesn't work. So he wants to go to the movies. I can't kill him. So he wants me to drive him to the movies. He's an old man. He wants me to help him. He can't walk. He walks through the king. So I have to go and help him. So the Shaila is, am I committed to help him go to the movies on Shabbos? So he asks me, can I give him a cup of hot coffee on Shabbos? I said, I'm not allowed to cook on Shabbos. He says, but keep it out of the air. He wants me to service him on Shabbos. Not by my father's alahachas, he wants me to be a mechal Shabbos. No, he wants me to service him, and the service requires an act of tefillah Shabbos on my part. So then I would have thought that Kibbut Aviyahim is obligatory even the mokum tefillah Shabbos. So the Pasuk says, no, that it's not derech tefillah Shabbos. It's not only not derech tefillah Shabbos, it's not derech any mitzvah. Not derech a mitzvah deraisa, it's not derech a mitzvah derabbanon, it's not even derech a minig. The thing is, a mitzvah chassid is better these days. Let's say, Tanesin, all kinds of things, all kinds of Midas Chassidus, all kinds of additional things that normal people don't do. It's not a real Din Rabbana, it's not even a minute. And the father asks the son, could you please, let's say, the son is always saying, Tillim, mother has a Tillim, and he's always doing all kinds of things. Father says, could you please drive me somewhere? He says, Dad, I have to say, I have to go to the other Tillim today, he has to do this, he has to do that. And saying slichas, bahab, or whatever, all kinds of things that regular people don't do. It's not really the minute. So then it's certainly a shulhanarach. If it's a midah chassidus, so then the father has the right to insist on the kibbut aviyahim, and the son should not observe the midah chassidus. But whenever it's conflict with the real din, not only chilul Shabbos, whenever it's in conflict with the real din deraisa, a real din derabbanon, or even a minute, so then the din is that that there's no halacha of kibbut aviyahim. There's no halacha of kibbut aviyahim. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says that Even the Machusa doesn't apply whenever it's in conflict with the Dini HaSeira. So it doesn't mean if the government says you're not allowed to be a Shem Meshav, the government says you're not allowed to be Malgut babies, the government says you're not allowed to keep Paris on his car. Of course it doesn't apply. What does it got to do with the government? But let's say the government has a law. Government has laws, they have a whole set of laws. And it turns out that one of the laws, not intentionally, it turns out that one of the laws happens to be in conflict with one of the Dini HaSeira. But then Halacha says that the government laws are not binding there. Because the Kleid HaMelech, there's no din of Kleid Baruch Hu Olam whenever it's in conflict with Kleid HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kulcham Chayovim b'Kleidi. Same thing, Kleid Talmid HaChamim. You'll see it's Kleid Talmid HaChamim whenever. Any Kavod Abir. Kavod Abir is the Gemara that says, Lach Mishay Shtil Hashem. He calls him Kavod L'Rav. Not only Kavod L'Rav, but all Kavod Abir. The Sugi in Rochis says, Ein Kachman, Ein Kudu, Ein Eker, Ein Eker, Ein Eker, Ein Eker, Ein Eker, Ein Eker, Ein Everyone's talking. Chil Hashem just means any slight avail. Chil Hashem means that the Shkina is all over where the people let him come. And if a person does an avail, so he chases away the Shkina. So that's cool. Chil Hashem, cholo. Cholo means empty space. Vacuum is a cholo. So when I do an avail, I'm a chal shabbos in my thoughts and nobody sees what I'm doing. I say lashon hara, nobody hears, no one else. I'm just talking to one person, no one else knows. It's not that I'm doing an aver b'fahesh. It's a different kind of tzid lashon. The person said, lo shachal lo shen kachin, the guy's to the serpent of Israel. But we've all learned that toich, toich. That kiddush Hashem is sometimes only applicable to b'fahesh, and tzid lashon is going to do any aver b'fahesh, he has to call tzid lashon. There's a different tzid lashon, but the concept here in Brochus, in the studio of Kavod Abriyas, and Das Chof, and Das Yitzhak, the mother does Mechil Hashem and Aver done with Nei Asar in Israel. It just means whenever a person does an Aver, there is a Chilul Hashem. He's chasing away, not profanation of Shem Hashem, not a causing disrespect and shedding desire on the Jewish religion. That's when you do an Aver with a Hesiyah. I do an Aver with Shina, nobody knows what I'm doing. I chazer at home, nobody knows what I'm doing. I'm also Chilul Hashem. I've chased out the Shina from my home. In the sense of hollow, empty. That's what I'm saying. In the sense of Yod Tzil Hashem. So the Immortals, whenever there's an Aveira, the Mokham Aveira, there's no Dina. Kavod Abriyas. Kavod Abriyas and Kveid Harav and Kibud Aviyain and Kveid HaMelech, all the Dina of Kavod that you have to give. There are Dina of Kavod you have to give to different human beings. So all of the Dina of Kavod human beings are listed, are suspended whenever they're in conflict with Kavod HaMokham. Because Kulcham Chayovim Bechloidi. Practice is when you have a korban shlamim and you can eat it for 2 days, and then in the morning of the third day, whatever is left over has to be burned. Why can't you burn it the night of the third day? You're not permitted to eat it early on Shlishi. So the halacha is that this is a mitzvah that can only be fulfilled by yom. There are some mitzvahs that are only mitzvahsim by yom, and there are some mitzvahs that are only mitzvahsim by laila. So the din is that tzreifas meitzah is a mitzvah that you can only fulfill by yom. But the Gemara has a machlokes hatanaim, whether that's correct. One time it says you can only not burn Sreifas Noisa Leil early Yom Shlishi. But the Leil Revi and the Leil Chamishi, after the Boker of Yom HaShlishi, then you can burn it whenever you want, either by Yom or by Laila. So if that's the charge, if the mitzvah of Sreifas Noisa is Bein by Yom, then there are some mitzvahs that are only by Yom, some mitzvahs that are only by Laila, some mitzvahs that are Bein by Yom, Bein by Laila, and Mishnah Megillah. So what's the good Sreifas Noisa? So the Gemara has a machlokes hatanaim. Whether the mitzvah is similar to the machlekes hatanaim by Yish Mila. One Tana holds that Mila is Bein by Yom, Bein by Laila, except for all the Yom Shmini, that's not. You can't do the Bish Mila the night before the eighth day, because it's like you can't do the Bish Mila on the seventh day, you can't do the Bish Mila on the sixth day, you can't do the Bish Mila before a certain month. So if you do the Bish Mila or the Yom Shmini, that's Kodim Zman. But after the Yom Hashmini, then you can do the Bish Mila either by Yom or by Laila. And we don't pass them like that. We pass them everything from Saker, that the Bish Mila can never be done by Laila. And early Yom Shmini is really Higia, Kvar Higia Hazman. The night of the eighth day is the same as the night of the tenth day. That it's Kvar Higia Hazman, the Mayan Afkimina, so the Shagasari writes in his Shuva, Afkimina, the Sucha Shem Shal Tumah. The Gemara says in Yigamas, in Perika Oreo, that not only is an Oreo, one who doesn't have a distill, not only is he forbidden to eat Tumah, the Gemara learns it out in Sukkim. He's also prohibited to shmir shemesh ol truma on his body if he's a kohen. But then the Gemara has a shaila, what's the din if he's a kohen per shmeina?
There was a little baby born to a Eishes Kohen. So the baby's also a Kohen. I permitted to smear the baby with Shem Shal Truma when he's an Orel before the eighth day. So the Gemara has a Sosek and is not cheaper. But all of the Shem Shal Truma, you shall need Ramam and Rav, and the other Shem Shal Truma, you shall need Toshit Lukuma. But a Kotten Orel is Mutal Vesuch HaShem Shal Truma. Kotten Orel is before Bar Mitzvah, Kotten before the Yom HaShmini is Mutal Vesuch HaShem Shal Truma. Why? Because since it's Adayim Rehigia, it's Man Chayiv HaMitzvah, so you can't really call him an Orel. So the Shagatai raised the question, what about all the Yom HaShmini? What about the night of the eighth day? But he says, Achidus Anadon, he spoke to Avimori and Mizrachim, Dafi Beis, and Berseric. And he says, when it comes the eighth day, even though it's Adayim Lehegiya HaBoker, it's only the night of the eighth day, there's already a tzivui to be Mala Beidi. The only thing is that you can't fulfill the mitzvah of Mila Balayla. You have to do with Dafi Bayom. The mitzvah says, Mana is Dafi Bayom. The fact that we're speaking, can't do the Mila Leil Shmini. But Leil Shmini is the same as Leil Shmini, same as Leil Asiri, that there is a Trahegiya as Man Chiyuv HaMitzvah. It's just the opposite from what the other Tana holds. The other Tana holds that the Leolam, the Mitzvah of Mila, can be fulfilled either by Yom or by Lailo. But not Leil Shmini, because it's Adayim Lehigia as Man. His Man is only when it comes to the Boker of Yom HaShmini. So the Shagazari says, but we fast when everything from Tzadzeg. You can never do the Mitzvah of Mila by Lailo. And Leil Shmini is Tzadzegia as Man Chiyuv HaMitzvah. He spells to Adamon as well. And Rabbi Tzalei Petterburg, he writes in his Shudas, pre-Yitzchok, that the Shagazari was a super genius, he was Mechavim Tzai Yerushalmi. Either a super genius or he remembered the Yerushalmi and he forgot, probably didn't have a Yerushalmi. He remembered the Yerushalmi and he forgot that it was in Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says the whole thing with the Tushto. The whole thing with the Tushto to the Gemara as well. Or maybe he's the one who forged that Yerushalmi, whatever. So he says that the Shagatari is clearly stationed in the Yerushalmi. So the Amoraim and the other Perek, the Zomitayman, have such a similar machlokes regarding, there's a machlokes hatanoim, regarding Sreifas Noisa. The halacha that you have to burn Noisa by Yom, is that only by Yom HaShlishi? You shouldn't burn the Noisa or the Yom HaShlishi of the Kodesh Shlomo. But after the time of Yom HaShlishi, so that is mana, you can burn the Noisa either by Yom or by Lailo, like Nimas, either by Yom or by Lailo, since it's the same Tanoim. A Lezer Shin has machlokes with a Chacham. Same machlokes hatanoim. And the other Tanoim say, no, you can never burn Noisa by Lailo. Sreifas Noisa is only by Yom. But that's the side on the assumption that Sreifas Noisa is only by Yom. Is that the only reason why it says in the Chumash, on Noisa Rav Yom HaShlishi, Bereshi Sov, you only burn it in the morning? Because Sreifas Noisa is only by Yom. Even by Yom HaRiz Yom HaChamishi. You always have to one burn Dafke by Yom and not by Lailo. Is that why? Or maybe this is a machlokes hamoraim, Rav Yechanan, Chizkiya and Rav Yechanan, at the end of the Yom HaChumash. Or maybe there's an added reason why it can't burn the Noisa of the Kachim Talim, of the Shlomim, or the Yom HaShlishi. Maybe it didn't become Noisa yet. Maybe it only becomes Noisa in the morning of the third day. We know for sure you're not allowed to eat it. You're not allowed to eat the Shlomim the night of the early Yom HaShlishi. And maybe it's not yet Noisa. But that's a machlokes. It might not mean it. What if somebody eats it that night? If you eat Noisa, you have Kodesh. If you're just not allowed to eat it, so anything you're not allowed to eat doesn't mean that you get automatically first, just because you're not allowed to eat something. Let's say you're not allowed to eat a carbon Pesach on Erev Pesach. So if you eat it, you get current? No. The Gemara says, you raise a bad essay. If you rock with a pasta, balayla hazeh, balayla hem bayom bo. So you raise an essay. Just because you have a carbon that you're not allowed to eat doesn't mean that it's current. If it's nicer, if it's people, if it's nicer, then it's current. If it's a machlekes, where the one who eats our shlamim, or the Yom Shlishi is Chai first. And the Gemara has the same machlokes hamoraim. What if at the time that the Shechta Korban, he has in mind to eat the shlamim or the Yom Shlishi, does it become tigul or not? The Korban only becomes tigul if he intended to eat it at a time that it would already have been Nosa. Let's say a person Shechta Korban Pesach and he claims to eat it on Erev Pesach. So it doesn't become tigul. You're not allowed to eat it on Erev Pesach, but it doesn't become tigul just because he claims to eat it. By Shechta Korban Pesach on Erev Yom Shlishi, I claim to eat it on the last day's Pesach. That's, I claim to eat it at a time that it's going to be nicer, and then the carbon becomes tigul and I can't even eat it, Leil Pesach. But if I claim to eat it at a time that there's an Easter to eat it, but that Easter is not necessarily an Easter nicer, then it will not become tigul. So the Gemara says that this machlek is chizkiyot, the Rabbi Yechanan is l'shitoson. If you eat the shlomim or the yom shlishi, ayachai koris mitam nicer, is interrelated, it's probably that there's the other side, l'chishi liyachlo or the yom shlishi, whether it becomes tigul or not. These are the most difficult dinim to observe. Keep it out of the aim.
The Gemara says, most difficult. L'sherach rocha b'amecha. Very difficult mitzvah to observe. The Gemara says, in the end of Baba Basra, Rubam the Gezel, the Gemara is summing up which Averis people violate. So the Gemara says, Rubam the Gezel, most people violate the Zela. The Yutam b'arayim. And a minority of the people violate the Arayim. Maybe today is more than a minority. The days of the Gemara is Miyutam Arayim. The Kulam Babak Loshen Hara. Everybody violates Babak Loshen Hara. So because it's crime rights, one of his many swarms about Loshen Hara, one can have a taina against the Rebbe. Somebody give us a mitzvah that's impossible to observe. It says in the Gemara, Kulam Babak Loshen Hara. Everybody violates Loshen Hara. It doesn't say anything more. Everybody violates Loshen Hara. It says everybody violates Avak Loshen Hara. Avak Loshen Hara means Loshen Hara they're abonim, not Loshen Hara they're right. Loshen Hara they're right, and not everybody violates. So the first is shrine. He can hold himself back from violating Loshen Hara. You have to work on it. I don't know. That's a good test. They made all these zeris. They made zeris in order to protect people from violating the use of itself. And here, nothing helped. All the zeris didn't help. Anyway, you got to try to be mechazik ourselves, especially this week. At least this week. Say mechazim from L'Selech Rokha Ba'amecha. The Ahato Le'Reyacha Kamoicha Ami Hashem. The Bakita says, there, Tal Godel Ba'Selech. Hilal that he said. The Morian Dhamma Madlikin tells a story about the Nochri, who came to Shammai and said, teach me Kol HaTorah Kula, regular Ahas, and I want to convert. So Shammai kicked him out. Then he came to Hilal, so he stood on one foot and he said, Le'Reyacha Le'Reyacha Kamoicha, Ma'Galoch Tonim Le'Chavach Le'Shalim. Why did he say it in the negative? Don't do to others what you want others to do to you. The mitzvah you have to lacha kamecha is in the positive. You have to do to others what you would, you have to do for others what you would want others to do for you. So perhaps the answer is, perhaps not, but perhaps the answer is that there are two parts to the din, they have to lacha kamecha. One is for Jews and one is for goyim. Why is there a din they have to lacha kamecha? Because everybody was created with tzelem elokim. Tzelem elokim is right, most out of tzelem elokim. We're looking to go out of our way for the nachrim. But the Rambam says, no, all the mitzvahs in the Adam Lachavera don't apply in the Gabi Nachri. You're not mechuyev to give him stuff, you're not mechuyev to give him the Gemilas Chesed, you're not mechuyev to be mevaka chayla min ha-teira. The Gemara says, mevakrim chayla yi-akum l'tnei da'ak ha-sholem. Zokit in Ochem is only l'tnei da'ak ha-sholem. They're right that there's no chayla to give stuff, but why not? So the Rambam has a lesson in one place in Hilchus Matnus Ani, and the only mechuyev to give stuff is to such a person who would be mechuyev to give you stuff when you, if and when you would be in need. But since the nachem are not mechuyev to give us when we are in need, it's not from the shedding which is in there. And later we're not mechuyev to give to them. Mechuyev to give to dachem, mechuyev to go out of your way to other people is based on the assumption that it's going to be reciprocal. He's mechuyev to do to me, and therefore I'm mechuyev to do to him. Like a din of tefilas toilim, I have to do the work for him. I agree. I'm not. I don't have to. I agree to do this. I agree to shovel your snow. You agree to pay me $1 to shovel your snow. I agree to fix you out of the deal. You agree to pay me $100. I agree to pay your apartment. I agree to pay your apartment. You agree to pay me for it. It's a din of tefilas toilim that I obligated myself to do something for you, and you obligated yourself in return in exchange to do something for me. The clear problem has to have an agreement. The person has to enter into it in Zaito. And here the Torah imposes this obligation on all of us. But you have to allow a kamar for the Torah is with Mukhiyyah to do for others, but then Mukhiyyah to do for us. So they say, Gerov, quoted the Abba Manel on the Tosik in Zorin, where it says, Tosef Tifta Chakyotcha, you should give Tzokye, Ki lo yech Zalal Yom Mekar Vorot, so there will always be poor people, Ki Biglal Adavar Zeh, Yivarecha Ko Hashem Alokecha. So what does the prophet say? You should give tzedakah because there'll always be a poor person. What kind of an esteemah tam is that? The sociologist's time is that it does make sense to give tzedakah to aniyim because you will never eradicate aniyim. The nature of the world is such, nature of society is such, so that if you plug up the hole over here, you make them, you take them off of the status of aniyim, then someone else is going to become an aniyim. Then you take care of them, someone else is going to become an aniyim. So you're never going to solve the problem of poverty in the world. So why begin in the first place? If you know in advance, if you're never going to rectify the problem. So how can the Torah say, that's the time that some in the Torah have against giving stuff? It doesn't make sense to give stuff, you don't accomplish anything anyway. So how can the Torah say, you have to give stuff because Kilo, you have to allow the only category to really be poor people? How can that be even if we have time? So the Rabbi Benal, I'm from this right, and I thought that you could grow, how do I say, you could ask for Hashem or Kessel, this morning, the end of my Sefer Shabbos. Comments on the word Biglal, that Anius is like a Galgal HaKhoizabon, like a wheel that rolls all around the world. If you never had any one family that's wealthy, the very, very, very,
Yeah, families that are wealthy for a couple of generations, then it becomes poor, and you have families that are poor, and then it becomes wealthy. The Ashiris and Amir goes up and down. Amir is a Galgal HaPaz Boyle. So the Ababano says that's the Pshat and Pasid. He loyach Galad Yamakere for Oros, there will always be poor people. And Kibi Galad over as a Galgal HaPaz Boyle, and you may be poor, some, you are rich today. And you someday may be poor. You will want other people to give you what, to give your children, or to give your grandchildren, to give to others in order that they should give to you. That's how the Gemara writes in the end of my cotton. The Yigal Yidlune. The Gemara says, one who carried a maid, one who participates in the Chevet Kaddish, he's mechaber other people when they die. So the Gemara says, when he dies, they'll give him covered. And one who says a nice hesped when others die, when he dies, they'll say a nice hesped for him, and so on. In other words, the chi is to do for others is in order that others should do back for you. So if the other people whom I'm doing for are nachrim, and they don't have any chi, so they're not included in it, then all you say to achiv of all the mitzvahs shminon machaveros, I'm chi to do for others in order that they should do back to me. So if they're not a machaveros, do they apply to nachrim or not? They should apply. The nachrim has a tzelem on a kimot, this is because it's not done on my mokan, the mitzvah. And others, so the chi is saying that so everybody has a tzelem al hakim. You must tell them also. And the status of Baram Lamachim is only B'nai Yisroel. But the mitzvah should be Baram Lamachim. Why shouldn't they apply to the Yom HaSolem as well? Why shouldn't they apply to the Golem as well? They have tzelem al hakim. So the answer is, there are two kinds of mitzvah should be Baram Lamachim. There are Yisroel. You're not allowed to steal. You're not allowed to cheat. You're not allowed to cause aggravation. And so on, you're not allowed to be mazik, you're not allowed to be chayav b'chaver, you're not allowed to kill somebody, so the yisurim of the adam b'chaver apply equally to umesodim as well. The yisurim are not that I'm not allowed to do it to him because he's not allowed to do it to me. He's not allowed to do it to me. Benochem, it's included in Gezrol. Benochem, he's not allowed to do any of these things. But the yisurim of the yisur doesn't have to be, I'm not allowed to do it to him because he's not allowed to do it to me. I'm not allowed to do it to him. It's an yisur. To be chayav or to be mazik or to aggravate someone, to play a practical joke on someone. The chiyuvim in all machaveh that I have to go out of my way to give them a chesed, to be merach ha'feila, to be merach ha'mov, and so on, I'm mechuyif to go through things for him. That's only because of the serious part of him. I'm mechuyif to do for him because he's mechuyif to do back for me. So perhaps those are the two aspects of Yehav to Rebach HaKamarcha. Rabbi Tila was talking to a nachri. He didn't convert yet. What's his name? Hillel was talking to a nachri. So he said, my galoch son, ilachadach le'sabit. That part applies to Nochem as well. We have that din, Legabi Nochem also, that you're not permitted to do to others what you wouldn't want them to do to you. You're not allowed to do things to Kenegar and Nochem either. Unless you have a special passage that says that it's Mutter. Marshal Chafetz Chaim writes so much about Lashon Hara. So how can you control yourself? You can't talk Lashon Hara. So he says, against the Goy, you're allowed to talk Lashon Hara. So every couple of, every 30 pages, he says that a Goy, you're allowed to say Lashon Hara. And if you carry Zina Kach, you're allowed to say Lashon Hara. If you have such a tie, such a Yisahara, to do it based on Mutter, to say Allah is not against the Goy, against the person who's an Afrikar, is Zina Kigoy, then it's Mutter. So that's the Pasuk he says, when Tzelach Rachel Ba'amecha, Ba'amecha, Abu Ba'akam is Mutter. That's the Pasuk that is Mutter. But if not for that Pasuk, not for that Zmiyot La'amecha, would have been also to say Lashon Hara against the Nachri also, because the Yisurim should have been Adam Machaveiro, apply even Legabi Goy. That's the Tshuva the Mishkan is Yankir. That's the Tshuva Legabi Yonoro. When a Jew once sold a boat to a Goy, and he overcharged him something terrible, and he delivered the boat, and the Goy didn't pay yet. When the Goy found out that he was overcharged, he said, this is ridiculous. I'm not going to pay this price. It's 5 times more than it's supposed to be. So the Jew said, let's go to the imperium. So the Goy said, let's go to court. The Jew said, I'm not allowed to go to court. He said, okay, go to the imperium. And I'm a rabbi. So the rabbi asked him, there's no way nor laughing. There's no law about it. So the Goy is mechuyav to pay the Jew the full amount of money. So the Mishkan Yankif was consulted about that rabbi. So he says that the rabbi talks in law. There's no law about him. But son, we should have Nisoy. So the Gemara is lost in him. Chorus out to Jim Laman Alev is Lam Yisef Ata Machtu Aino Vi Ata Machtu Aino Lakum. It doesn't say that it's Mutter to cheat the Goy. It says Vi Ata Machtu Aino Lakum. If you cheated someone, there's a penalty. But sometimes the penalty is if it's true, it's from a master, and you have to reimburse him the amount that you cheated him. If you cheated him, yes, and it's true, then the penalty is double metric. If the guy wants, he can back out from the whole deal. So if it's enough for him and you cheated, then there's no penalty. But you're not allowed to cheat him, the so over here, the guy didn't pay the money yet. The guy had the boat, and he didn't pay the money yet. So he says, what do you mean? The rabbi's going to pass him that the guy has to pay the money. The rabbi is always going to know him. Nobody goes on to know he's causing the Goy to pay extra money. That's ridiculous. You're not permitted to make the Goy suffer a hefted moment in the area of Einochri. The Eved, if the Nochri would have already paid that extra amount of money, and you still would have it, then there wouldn't be a penalty that you make him pay. But the Isser of Einochri certainly does apply. And the Rosh Hashem, Shoresh Rashi Gimel, points out the same to Yukalosh, that he wanted to say, it's Musa Lanus is Anochri, he wanted to have an apostate, Lanus Dech HaTamachzer and Ali HaTamachzer and Olach. In fact, that's exactly how we know that there is a penalty of Hachzoreth Einor. That's what I mean, Hachzinechis. Where in the world did the Tanoim get such an idea from? The Chumash says you're not allowed to cheat in business. Where does it say, Prophet Mishtus, Mishtus, and Yeshem Mishtus? Where does it say that there's a penalty? If it's Mishtus, it's Konon, Hachzor Einor. And if it's Yeshem Mishtus, it's Bokum Mecca. Where does it say anything about any penalty? They say, Hachzor Mishtus, Hachzor Mishtus. Yeah, Hachzor Mishtus, Hachzor Mishtus. If it says Hachzor somewhere in the Torah that there's a penalty, and then you can say, Hachachim Mishal HaChachamim, it's they. The Chachamim have to tell what the nature of the penalty should be. But where in the world does it say there is any penalty? But when Haskinah explains, because it says, Mishumish, that there's no Ainoa Lekarkot. And it says, Mishumish, that there's no Ainoa to Anochrim. It says, Mishumish, there's no Ainoa Lehegdation. So what do you mean? You're allowed to cheat Hegdish. You want to say the Torah, you're not allowed to cheat Hegdish. So what do you mean, Ainoa Lehegdation? It means there's no penalty. What do you mean there's no Ainoa by Karka? You're allowed to cheat someone selling Karka. There's no chumash lo so b'chitim kumim lo nasef ha lo tono ish is hamitza b'mit b'shane machar ha-yoyvo yim kolo. According to how many years it is since Yoyvo, because the field is going to go back to you when it comes the next Yoyvo. But the passage is talking about selling the sod of Eretz Yisrael. How can you say that there's no din of Einor Karka? The whole passage goes on Karka. And you're mamari for the other passage, miyad ha-mitzecho. Miyad, the ranik, miyad, liyad, the whole din of Einor is only on the top one of Karka. It contradicts the next passage. It says the fact that there is a din of Einor by Karka. So obviously, all of these miyutim, Hegdish and Akum and Karkan, and several other miyutim only go on the penalty of Einor. So you see that there's a penalty, you see, Mechumi, there's a penalty. The penalty doesn't apply to Akum, but the Yisra certainly does apply. All of these Yisra, Mishim and Al-Mahaber, apply to Nochem as well as the Yisra. Only the Chiyuvim don't apply, because the Chiyuvim have to be reciprocal. He's not obligated to give it to to give and the Fanish Mani Yakim Mani Yisra. And the Gemara says, Stam, even the Rachman of Kol Maisha of the Ranko. You have to have Rachman on a Behemet. You have to have Rachman on a human being also. Based on the Rachman of Kol Maisha. But that's not a fear, that's a different type of fear. It's not the same fear as a Shibud of Stokir. Stokir is a different thing. It's not because of Rachman of Kol Maisha, because of Midas of Rachman. But different fear. Fear of Rachman of Kol Maisha is a fear. You have to have Rachman of Kol Maisha, but I can't have Rachman of Kol Maisha. Like Gorach and Abhim. One of the many things the Chumash has here is a solemn for the Shofar Yitzchah Adbeker. This thing only applies to Shtiras Pemim, that you have to pay Davki on the same day. It doesn't apply to Nazi, and Bevel, and Halvor. It's a special din in Shtiras Pemim. Rabbi Natan points out that there's another din that only applies to Shtiras Pemim. Namely the din of paying Dafkin Kesef. The Rodel Rabbeinu Tam Lamed Gimel Dinim Hem. That by Chilas Perlin, you have to pay Dafkin Kish. And if you have no Kish, you just have Shobi Kesef. So the work you can tell the boy, you'll crack his din, go sell all of your junk. So I used to do this, and go get money. I insist I want Dafkin Kish. First, Manure pointed out that you're not yet because you paid by check. If the worker insists that he wants Dafkin Kish, he can insist that he wants Dafkin Kish. And that's the reason why he wants cash, because he doesn't want to pay income tax. Different story for the meaning. But if it's not a problem of income tax, if I know that the worker is honest, that he's not gonna cheat on income tax, he's recording everything, I'm recording everything, but then he can insist that he wants stock in cash. So he doesn't want to accept shove cash.
I have to respond to what you're going to be next. I'm going to be very fast.
I don't know. There's a din in the next passage. We're sitting with no Israel as he came Mirshom. I'm helping a man who's doing Aver. If I think that the reason why he wants cash is because he's not going to pay taxes, that's not Mr. Shneider. I'm helping the Ganon avoid paying taxes. I'm not allowed to do that. One of the many dinim in the Sedra is that when Sheva talk of Hadaita Pnei Zotim, the Yareis Amei Lokecha Ani Hashem. It's a din of Froi Talmidei Chachamim. It's a din of Kavod HaTorah, and it's another din of Kavod Talmidei Chachamim. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Sefer that the din of Kavod HaTorah is learned out from the Pasuk of Oroin, where the Yasisa Aroin Eitz. You have to make an Oroin for the Luchos. You shouldn't just put the Luchos on a table or put them away in the closet somewhere. You have to have a special Oroin. And he holds that mitzvah of Asiyas HaOron is not the chelik of the mitzvah of Binyan Beis HaMikdash, Binyan HaMishkan. You have to make a mitzvah with all the kelimah. He seems to hold that that's a separate mitzvah. Asiyas HaOron is the marker for the mitzvah of Kroid, of Kovod Sefer Torah. And he says it's a Kavod Chayim, a Mazach, the Aseret HaDibus, that only has the Lukas, that only has Aseret HaDibus, still the Mekuyah from the Metabedem to the Kol HaTorah Kula, Sefer Torah that has Aseret HaDibus plus more. Certainly have to be mechabed, you know, have to eat on the floor and so on. That's the makkah for the mitzvah of kovod hatorah, that's kovod for the sefer Torah and kovod hatorah in general. Here is a different mitzvah, kovod talmidei chachamim. Kovod talmidei chachamim, hadarta pnei zokin, the Gemara says in zeh shekana chokhma, seba just means an old man. And hadarta pnei zokin is even a young person, even a very young person, but if he's a big talmid chokhma, then there's a din of the hadarta pnei zokin. So this is a machlekes deran, and the end of the first retribution quotes a machlekes harishonim. What is the geder hadin over here? Is this also an aspect of kavod haTorah, or is it a different din? So some rishonim hold that this is kavod haTorah. Kavod haTorah requires to be mechabed the sefer Torah, to be mechabed the divrei Torah, to be mechabed lom dei Torah. One is mechabed lom dei Torah. That's one way that indirectly one is being mechabed the Torah. What's the whole idea of mechabed the Torah, being mechabed lom dei Torah? The whole thing is really kavod Hashem. The Medrash says you have to be mechabed kabbalos on mitzvahs. Some HaKadosh Baruch Hu kabbalos on mitzvahs because mitzvahs are shluchim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a very strange lashon. The shluch is shalom to Moisa. Therefore, by being mechabed Torah, being mechabed lomdei Torah, being mechabed the mitzvahs, this is an indirect way of being mechabed HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's really kvod Hashem. So that's one opinion in the Rishonim, that kvod talmid chachamim is an aspect of kvod HaTorah. Another Rishonim disagree, because the Gemara says that if you have a Talmud Chacham who is in the Zalzal Mitzvah, you might talk about Geneva. That's the guy's name, was Geneva. He was a kid, he was a character, he was a big Talmud Chacham, but he wasn't religious, he wasn't so, he wasn't a medakit in Mitzvah, he wasn't so from. So the Gemara says, they were discussing, should we walk out naked, should we stand up naked, we come to Geneva, should we stand up, Geneva is coming in. So they said they're not going to stand up for him because he's not medakit in Mitzvah. There's no chiyuv to be mechaber a Talmud Chacham if he's mezalzel in the mitzvah sefer. Then Gemara has in Kiddushin, Gemara tells all kinds of stories about Geneva. It used to be mitzvah the chachamim, and they were clearing, are they allowed to master him to the government, and then they decided not to, and then finally the government caught him on something, tax evasion, whatever, and they killed him. Well, cool the Geneva the tailor, the Gemara says, they took him out in the handcuffs, whatever, in a collar, and they bumped him off. The government got rid of him. And the Gemara has in another place, and also in the first parak in Kiddushin, the end of the first parak in Kiddushin, the Gemara says that they stood up for a person who was a great Yirei Shamayim. Let's say you have a balabos, there's a very big medakdik mitzvahs, but he's not a bigger Talmud Chacham than I am. So the Gemara says, the Amorim would stand up. The Gemara says, Rami Bar Yecheskel. Rabbi Cheskel, I think, was a balabos, and the Amorim stood up when he came in, I think the Gemara says, because he was a... He was a medakdik in mitzvah. So some Rishonim say that the chiyuv to stand up, the chiyuv to be mechabed a Talmud Chacham is not that this is an indirect way of doing kavod haTorah, but it's rather a way to be mechabed mitzvahs. Because we have no way to determine who is more prune than whom. As Rav Gerelik used to say years ago, we have no barometer to measure one's Yirah Shemayim. So how are you going to know who's the greater Yirah Shemayim? Is the guy shuckled mom by the davening? Is the guy has a gargoyle? It doesn't necessarily indicate that he's a greater Yirei Shamayim than the one that doesn't wear the gargoyle, doesn't shackle by the dam. How can you tell?
So we have a barometer. The Torah tells us that the more a person learns, we assume that he will be a greater Yirei Shamayim. As Rav Pinchas Ben Yoyer says in his Braisa, that the whole Mitzvot Mishan is based on the Torah Mevira Dei Zahiris, and Zahiris Mevira Dei Zrizis, and Zrizis Mevira Dei everything, and Yiras Chet, and so on. So we assume that a person who learns Torah will probably be a greater Yirei Shamayim and a greater Medaktik than other people. That's another phase that it didn't work. They knew Gnezer was a very big Talmud Chacham. Gnezer was a bigger Talmud Chacham than they were, but they knew that he was Mezalzel than Mitzvot. And they knew that this Rabbi Cheskel was a less of a Talmud Chacham than they were. He was a plain Balabas, but they knew he was a very big Tzaddik. He was a Yehuda. He was a greater Tzaddik than they were. So the one group of Rishonim hold one day in Rishonim is that the Chiyuv to be Mechabe Talmid HaChachamim is not really to be Mechabe Talmid HaChachamim, but to be Mechabe Yirei Shamayim. And we have to assume that the one who's a greater Talmud Chacham is the more a person learns Torah. The more a person is a Talmud Chacham, we assume that the greater he will be a Yirei Shamayim, and the greater he will be a Medaktik to Mitzvahs, unless you know the Torah is otherwise.
Does that mean that a lot of Yerushalayim doesn't have to stand up for a Talmud Chacham, who doesn't have a big rod, but he doesn't have much Yerushalayim?
Theoretically, yes. The only question is how does he know that it's so? How does he know that this Talmud Chacham is less Yerushalayim than he is? It's hard to tell. Unless it's Yodua, Gneva, they knew that he was learned, but he wasn't observant. So then Igmar says there's no chiyuv to be mechaber him.
Is it the right to stand up for anybody who's, let's say, the top of the yeshiva, so that's what the right to stand up? No, no, no. Then you have to be mechabed Yoriabi, and you have to be mechabed the Dolei Hador, and you have to be mechabed even though you never learned by them. They have the din of Rabbi Muruz, and you have to be mechabed one who is a greater Talmud Chacham than you. I mean, you have the older Bachman Yeshiva, no, how to learn better than them. Maybe.
That what? Yanis B'chacham means if you have a very young person, but he's a big Talmud Chacham. Yeah.
I mean,
anyone who knows how to learn better than me has to stand up. Could be. Yeah. The Amoraim, the Gemara says, the Amoraim used to all stand up for each other. So the B'chacham said, maybe the other one knows how to learn better than me. Okay, big tzaddik. The Gemara has a din in Avodah Zarah. The Gemara tells about a certain Amora who was a big Talmud Chacham, but he used to violate the Isur of Pasakum. That he used to eat the bread that was baked by the goyim. The Gemara says, the Yerushalmi says that it's mutter, because the later Chachamim lifted the prohibition. So we say that Paspalter is mutter. It's baked by a bakery, so it's mutter. But this was before they lifted the Isur. So the Gemara says that before he wasn't so from, he was Mizalvo and some of the given name that he ate Pasat, and so therefore the Gemara says you're not permitted to say of the Divrei Torah in his name. And the Gemara in Baba Kama also has like that. In Perek HaKainis, the Gemara has a statement like that. That a person is Maisa Nafsho, al Divrei Torah, so Einam Shmua Mishmo. Allah Shana Gemara like that. You're not allowed to say of the Divrei Torah in his name. Why? Because if he's a Baal HaVeris, he's not Zion, he's not Tum, so you're not allowed to say it over him. You have the Gemara at the end of Perius also. The Gemara says that Rav Meir, and who? And Rav Nechemiah? Rav Nosni. Rav Meir, Rav Nosni wanted to pull a dirty stunt against Rav Gamliel, and then their plot was foiled, and then the Chachamim penalized them, and they said they're not going to say over till they turn their name. So whenever one Tana says, so they said Yeshomer. When the other Tana says, they said Acheramam. They wouldn't say it over their name. Why? So you see from the Gemara that Leolam, you are supposed to say over the name of the Talmud Chacham. In fact, there's a Sifrei on the Pasuk L'Sasig Gula Yacham and Achlos Hashatinchal that if a person says over Shitas Rab Leza B'Shem Rab Yeshua Shitas Rab Yeshua B'Shem Rab Leza, he's in violation of the din of L'Sasig Gula Yacham. A very strange din. What does it got to do with Lasasi Goliacha? To say you have a divrei Torah in the name of the wrong person. A lot of people do that. They found the Torah from St. Shua, from the story, and then they say it over their own name. So why is that Lasasi Goliacha? So it's interesting. Perhaps, I don't know, perhaps the Gera Adin is like, perhaps the Pshat is like this. The Gemara says in Erechim that the Kedusha Sa'oritz was Nishlam only after Kibush V'Chiluk. After they conquered Shevish Kibshu, and then they had the Shevish Achilku. And the Gemara says it wasn't only the chalukah l'shvatim, not only the chalukah to the shvatim, but I have the chalukah l'chol yachid b'yachid, the chalukah to the yechidim. So you see from the Gemara that the chalukah to the yechidim was mashlim the Gemara of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. And you have perhaps the same thing in Torah. In Pirkei Avos you have the tefillah that we say all the time in the Shemoneh Esrei, the same chalukah b'sarasech. It implies that every person has a chalik in Torah that other people may not necessarily be zeichet to. That although the whole Torah is given to Moshe Rabbeinu HaSinai, including Kol Masha Talmud Vasu, Gosu L'Chadish, everything was Nemalo Moshe HaSinai. But still it was Nemalo in an Oifim Stami. It wasn't Nemalo Mefurish, every single place and everything on the Sivas, everything was said black and white to Moshe Rabbeinu. The Stami, the Pasha Pshat was, it was said the Chlalusa, the whole Torah was given with all the Klolim, with all the Pratim. And then you have to understand, you have to delve into it and understand it and define it on your own. And the Rebbeinu Shlom wanted that in every generation, every person, every Jew should have a share in Torah. Everybody should have a chelik in the Torah. So he wanted this should be Yankov's chelik, and this should be Yehuda's chelik, and this should be Reuven's chelik, and this should be Shimon's chelik. Everybody should have his own chelik. So just like in Eretz Yisrael, the Gemara of Kedusha Sa'oret was like the Chalukah Le'yechidim, that this is Reuven's chelik, and this is Yehuda's chelik, and this is Yankov's chelik. So too, the Kedusha Satara also, the Rebbeinu Shlom wanted that every person should have his own chelik. And if you machlif the chalokim, if you say Shita Shav Lezer B'Shem Rabbi Yeshua, Shita Shav Shur B'Shem Rab Lezer, somehow this is similar to L'Sasi Dvor Yachom and Achlosa Shatinchal in Eretz Yisrael. L'Sasi is only in Eretz Yisrael, it doesn't apply in Kislot. If you machlif the Dvor Chutlot, so the Sifrei says if you're Ezan L'Sizon, or you're Ezan L'Sizmer, but you're not Ezan L'Sasi, that's only in Eretz Yisrael. Perhaps that's what it means, that this is supposed to be a chelik of Kedushas HaTorah, that the Balei HaMaser, the Chachmei HaTorah, should be the ones who transmitted the Torah, and the one who came up with this Chiddush should be known as the Bala Memra. He should go down. Everybody should know that that's his chelik in the Torah. So the Gemara is dead, but if he's the Bala Vera, if he's a person who's not worthy to be considered one of the Balei HaMaser, so you're not allowed to say his name. You're not allowed to include him in the Balei HaMaser. But if he's not a Bala there, then you have to include him. It's an issue to say, Yavid Yivei Torah, Sholei B'Shem Yivei. I remember many years ago, 20 years ago, somebody came out with a sefer on Arachayim. And Rav Soloveitchik's son was sitting in the Beis Medrash, and he was asking me, "Tell me what is it?" He said, "Tell me what the topic is, and I'll tell you what he said." I said, "How do you have your Kaddish? I know what he said." He told me he gambled everything for my father. I couldn't believe it. I said a topic, and he tells me what it said. Tell me another topic, he tells me what it said. Tell me a third, every time, he tells me what it said. So I said, how can it be? He gambled the whole sefer. So he tells me, not only did he gamble the whole sefer for my father, he had the nerve and the audacity to ask my father to give him a Haskama. The Israeli Talmud Chacham happened to be in America for a year or two, and he used to come to Moriah, to Rav Soloveitchik's shiur in Mamzahar, and he gambled every good shiur that he says, yeah, every shiur that he can write up in a whole big piece. And he wrote it in his own name. And the fellow printed the sefer. I visited Eretz Yisrael about 6 years ago, so I had a similar strange thing. A fellow tells me a story. He used to learn in Chevron years ago. In Chevron. He came back before the riot. And then when he was from Europe. And then he went there to Israel. And then he came to America. And he learned about Soloveitchik's Kollel that they had in Boston. So before he came to America, there was a certain Talmud Chacham there, whom he knew from Chevron, who said that when he comes, oh, he's going to go to America, when you see Rav Soloveitchik, give him regards from me. And tell him that I really owe him a debt of gratitude, that I really gained a lot from his shiurim. Rav Soloveitchik was never saw once for a short period of time to try out for, he was a candidate for the Rabbonus in Tel Aviv, and he lost to Rav Amiel, who at that Rav Amiel was known as a Mizrahi leader in Europe. Rav Soloveitchik thought he used to belong to the Aguda, so he didn't stand a chance of getting a Rabbonus in America. They weren't taking anybody from Aguda, they weren't taking from Mizrahi. So he lost the position there. So when he was there trying out for the position, so he said, surely you machabin have to say shiur in different places. So this Talmud Chacham, when he passed away, he's an old man. So this Talmud Chacham has published, by now he published quite a few shiur. Before he died, he published quite a few shiur. At that time he had already published the Sefer. And he told this fellow who was coming to America, this brother, that when he comes to America, he said, tell him how much I really gained from his, the few shulim that I heard him say in Eretz. So this fellow, Rafaleji, this fellow used to be very snappy, very sharp. So this fellow was embarrassed to tell him, he got some flaming, and he says, thank you so much for gaining what he's learning. So he didn't say anything. He was learning in the Kerala in Boston. And after a while, after they had a conversation once, and that fellow's name came up. So Rafaleji got angry. The one time I told you anything, Rav Soloveitchik got angry and said, that Ganef, he took the shurim that I said in Eretz and he printed it in his own name. So the fellow understood what he meant. That he had such a hakaras, Rav Soloveitchik. He took his lock, stock, and barrel and printed it in his own name. It's a terrible thing. It didn't begin in our generation. It happened in all the generations. So it's a real issue. You're not permitted to say over Divya Torah Shalei B'Shem Rav. That's the person is Mamish of Bala Veira. That's the person of Bala Veira. Did you not let us say over his name? He's not from the Bali Hamasera. In the last period from Sanhedrin, the Gemara talks a lot about apikoris. And the Gemara says, what's an apikoris? Hamivaza talmidei chachamim. Or hamivaza chaver b'fnei talmidei chachamim. If you mivaza somebody else b'fnei talmidei chachamim, also shows that you don't have too much respect for the Talmud Chacham. Otherwise, you would have their help, you wouldn't be mivaza the other guy b'fnei talmidei chachamim. So what does it mean? Hamivaza Talmud Chacham is talking apikoris. So the Maharil, that's what it says in the Gemara. So the Maharil has a tshuva about a sheikhet. He used to be mivaza the rabbi in the city. So she talks in the veil. What's it doing? Shritos and Avela? Apikos is Shokat and Shritos and Avela. So that's what they asked him, Ariel. It's terrible. He's the only Shechet in town. He's Mavazi. He didn't get along with the Rav. He's Mavazi to come with Chacham in town. So there's going to be Shritos and Avela. So the Maharil says, no, it's not exactly so. He says, Apikos is Dina Kakum, that Shritos and Avela. That's only one that doesn't believe in the Yisaitis and Muna. But one is an apikoris in the sense of Mavaza Talmidei Chachamim. No, he says the Gemara means a different thing. But apikoris gets such a terrible oinesh, he's going to cross from Gehenna Malak. So the Mishnah says there's another person, although he's not an apikoris in the sense that he's missing his Seder Samuna, but because he's Mavaza Talmidei Chachamim, he will suffer the same type of an oinesh that the one who's also an apikoris, the one who's a real apikoris will suffer. It's not that this guy's an apikoris in the car. So the Maharil softens the blow a little bit. He says the Mavaza Talmidei Chachamim, just we call him as a Russian Mushal, we call him an apikoris, because he's going to suffer in the same Gehenna with the real apikoris. It's not that he's really apikoris dinikav. But the fact that the Mishnah puts him together, the Mishnah calls him an apikoris, he's going to suffer Gehenna, implies obviously that it's quite some big aveira. You're not permitted there. Not only is there a great mitzvah to be mechaber talmid hachachamim, there's a great aveira and being mevazeh talmid hachachamim. A part of being mevazeh talmid hachachamim is not to be mechaber them keroi. The Gemara has a whole sugya in Bava Basra, where the Chokhm called the Talmud the Makam Rav. Let's say the Rebbe is here and the Talmud is here. So am I permitted to stand up? And I'm younger than all of them. Let's say there's a Rebbe who is Mamma Talmudim, and I learned by one of the Talmudim. So when I, and my Rebbe comes in, I stand up, but he, my Rebbe's Rebbe is here. Am I permitted to stand up in the presence of my Rebbe's Rebbe? Why not? What's up here? So the Gemara, and then it comes out of my stomach that sometimes yes, sometimes no. It all depends whether the Rebbe's ever chayla covered to the Talmud, or the Rebbe was never known to be chayla covered to the Talmud in public. If the Rebbe's never chayla covered to the Talmud in public, then you're not permitted to be mechaber the Talmud the Makom Rabbah. Why not? What's Tavera? So obviously, you see from the Gemara, it's not enough just to be mechaber all the Talmud. You have to be mechaber them in proportion to their learning. If you mechaber one person in the presence of another one who's greater without showing any respect, when the first time Chacham came in, the chief rabbi came in, I wasn't there, so I couldn't stand up. When the second one came in, who was younger, I do stand up. So if it turns out that I was mechaber the younger one, and I wasn't mechaber the older one, so that's called a bizayin for the older one. That's what the Gemara says. That's what the Gemara says. You're not allowed to be chayla kavod the Talmud, the makom rabbi, if it's never known that the rabbi was ever mechaber the Talmud. So it's not enough just to be mechaber all the time in Chacham. A person has to figure out what the hierarchy is. Is the hierarchy of Talmid Chacham? The hierarchy of Talmid Chacham is very relevant for Psak Halacha, Negeah for Psak Halacha. Let's say there's a machlokes. And the greater Talmid Chacham says one way, and the lesser Talmid Chacham says another way. So the Shachar the other day, folks in the Rishon, you have to follow the greater Talmid Chacham. You don't follow the rest of Talmid Chacham. Unless the lesser Talmid Chacham is my Rebbe, no. I have a right to follow my Rebbe, whatever he says. But if I hold from everybody, so they were my rabbi, so then it's clear, it's obvious to Shas, you have to follow the greater Talmud Chacham. Not only is it relevant to the greater Pesach, you have to follow the Pesach of the greater Talmud Chacham, it's relevant for Kavod also. That if one is mechaber the lesser Talmud Chacham more than he's more or equal to the Kavod that he gives to the greater Talmud Chacham, this is equivalent to a bizon to the greater Talmud Chacham. That's what it says in the Gemara. It's a hard din. Kibbut Abiyam is a hard din. Kibbut Talmud Chacham is a very hard din. so the Stikel of Sun has in his Sefer HaChumash an original diuk. Lo Sakifu Pasosh, from Lo Sashka says Piyaz Zikonecha. How come Lo Sakifu by Pasosh is written by Loshan Rabin? On Lo Sashka says Piyaz Zikonecha is written by Loshan Yochid. So I was very surprised they didn't quote the definition properly. The writer talks about it. Usually has such dripping with tears and marah mokam. So over here he doesn't write. I'm sure he knows it, but he didn't write that marah mokam. The Rambam in the Minyan HaMitzvot lists off all the Yesen and all the Lava. So there's a Hasogos HaRaivit. There are a few Hasogos HaRaivit, 10 Hasogos HaRaivit on the Minyan HaMitzvot. So one Hasogos HaRaivit is very unclear what he's driving at. So he writes, Lav La Makif, Lav La Nishkas, Lav La Nikap, Lav La Mashkes, Lo La Nishkas. Very unclear what he's driving at. So the case of Mishnah says that that's what the Raivit meant. They had even there's a law for the makif and for the nikah because it's written by Loshen Rabin, Lo Sakifu, Echad La Makif, Echad La Nikah. If I go to a Jewish barber and I tell him cut off my paper, I get an aver and the barber gets an aver. They're both violated. But since it says Lo Sashke says Kias Kronecha, so if I go to the barber and I tell him to shave off my beard with a razor, so then we're not both over on the Yisra, only one of them is over. That's what the case of Mishnah suggests that Shas and Raivit HaSogah, that the Raivit meant to say that the double lav and the Makif and the Nikif is only by Lo Sakifu on Pasa Rosh, because it says B'loshan Rav. The other Nasi Kalim, no, all the Nasi Kalim on the Raivit say that it's a misprint in the Raivit, that he didn't mean to say that. No, Fakir, he holds that the Tosefta says the famous Makif that you do have. That the lav la Makif, lav la Nikif applies also to Lo Sashkos is Piyasko Necho. So that's Chakash Shaila. So why is it written B'loshan Yochid? If you say that it's Echad L'Mashkes, Echad L'Nishkas, that the Yisra is violated by both, so that's what the disciple of Sun wants to know. So what's the deal, Kaloshan? So he says a little bit, Aderech HaChidu, I don't know, Aderech HaLotz, I don't know exactly what it is. He says that the Gemara in Nazir talks about cutting off the little kid's tail. If you have little kids, before Bar Mitzvah, so you're not allowed to cut off the tail. So he said, the little kid, the beard doesn't grow though. So it's not a beard. So he says, Lo Sakifu goes, is marbe. It's not exactly what it says in the Gemara, that Lo Sakifu is marbe, not allowed to cut off a little kid's face. But he says, it's on the Rosh. Lo Sakifu is Rosh and Rabin, that the parents are not allowed to cut off the face of a little kid. But Lo Sasha is Piyasa Kanecha. You can't say about little children before them. It's a Hotnish Kimbar. So that's why it's written by Rosh and Yoch. So you can't be marbe. It's Arema as well. Arema. The lav lo sakal chayrish applies to everybody, even a chayrish, even though he's deaf and he doesn't hear. Even a deaf person who doesn't hear the still of him lo sakal chayrish. What about hamatal al atzmo?
What is also even the lav? Mark says in
Shavuot, hamatal al atzmo is also even the lav. It's just a machlekes minishenin. Where the Hamakala lot is laid on the same lot of Lo Sakal Chayrish, it's always on a different lot. It's learned that from a different post, it's counted as a separate lot. It's an interesting machlik is where the Mikalo Chavero is an Issa bin Odom Lachavero, so it cannot apply Mikalo Lachma. How can it be, you can't have any Issa bin Odom Lachavero against yourself. It's a Moichel. So it must be that that's a separate Issa. Or should I say no? But it's not at all an Issa bin Odom Lachavero. It means not to be Mekalo to any Jewish person. So, yeah, I'm a Jewish person also, so if I'm Mekalo Lachma, I'm right on the exact same level as Mekalo Chesh. The Gemara says, Mekalo Chaver B'Shem is Leukem. You curse somebody, you're Leukem. Even though this is one of the three exceptions to the rule, even though normally a Halav Shem Amaisa ain't Leukem, one of the Nibu is a Halav Shem Amaisa, nevertheless, here you are Leukem. The Gemara has learned that from the Pasuk, that Mekalo Chaver B'Shem is Leukem. So the Gemara in Makis in the third parak talks about a ganef. So a ganef is ain't a loike because it's a lav hanutah glasa. Because it says the heshu sa gzela shazasa. So the Gemara says, well, that's only if he has the gzela bien. If it's still kind bien. What if the gzela is no longer bien, it was destroyed? So would you mean to say in such a case that he would be loike? Whenever you have a lav hanutah glasa, there's nothing to fulfill. You can't even kind bien, then you are loike. So should I say that a ganef no longer has the gneid in the end? It's not the heshu sa gzela asha gaz, or the heshu gaz, or it's not the end, so maybe he has to face it. Maybe he should be loike for the loike signal. So the Gemara says, no, because it's because he has to pay money. Nitam le hishovah. What does that mean, nitam le hishovah? So the Tosfos on our Gemara has two views. One view is that paying the money is the Kiyum HaMitzvah, the full Kiyum HaMitzvah, Mishlam Yusuf, Reishu, Rekha, Yil, Asher, Gozal, when you return to the end, it's that. And it's the second best, if you don't have the DM, if you return out of Yeshino, or you got lost, or destroyed, or stolen, whatever, so then you pay money, and by paying the money, that's the form of fulfilling the Mitzvah of the Heishu, Rekha. The other day in Tosfos is no. That paying money is not a Kiyum HaMitzvah of the Heishu, Rekha. It's only in Heishu, Rekha, Asher, Gozal. Only when you return at the end, change the gozal. And if you pay, there's no kima mitzvah. But still, you're not loike. It's a new klal. Alav hanikim etashlumin is ain loike mol. That's how the Raman writes also. Alav hanikim etashlumin is ain loike mol. It's a different type of alav. So the shayla is, but the din is, hamakis achero b'chavero is mishalim chamishit vav. And it's kind of yipishavis in Bershul. What about achero b'chavero, the pocket mishal v'kuto? What if I smack somebody or I injure somebody and there's nothing to pay? There's no necessary time to share this approach. Everything is solved with Shabbutah. So the Gemara says that you're loike. So the Kesh Mishnah is Ma'ir HaShayla, why should you be loike? Isn't it a lav hanitan l'tashlumen? What do you mean lav? Unless you say lav hanitan l'tashlumen means that today the Shasoy, that since you're paying money, the Fair should prepare a chavar b'chavar l'tashlumen, but today the Shasoy, the Shabbat Shachak like a Mechai, that since you're paying money, so you don't get malchus, but if you have the chaver tachas mishal putasi, not paying money, so then you do get malchus. There's no longer any shtei rishis. That's what it means. That's the way the Kesh Mishnah I think understands, but that's what it means. But others find that that's not what it means. But lav hanitan l'tashlumin ain't loikim olav doesn't mean because you're paying money, so you're not loike because of shtei rishis. But normally you would give the malchus and not pay money. But here it's the chaver b'chaver, the fair rishis prepare chaver b'chaver l'tashlumin. That's the Gemara in Sudas in the third time. The other Mepharshim on this Rambam say no, that lav hanitan l'tashlumin is a different category of a lav. That you ain't loikim olav. Aye, but chaver b'chaver is a lav hanitan l'tashlumin, you are loikim olav, so they say no. Lav hanitan l'tashlumin means a lav that's not doing the lav d'chasim. What's not similar to a tachim shabbatisha? And aver shemirav mahaveroi is ain loikim olav. Different kind of a lav. Doesn't mean it's weaker, doesn't mean it's stronger. It's a different kind of a minor. It's a different kind of a lav. The chayva b'chaveiro is not a lav hanitan l'tashlumin. Lav hanitan l'tashlumin doesn't necessarily mean a lav for which you have to sometimes pay. Lav hanitan l'tashlumin means that aver shemirav mahaveiro is ain loikim olav, not doing the lav d'chasim. So the Gemara says it, whenever it's nitan l'tashlumin, usually the fact that you're paying money is a way to prove, is a way to demonstrate that the nature of the lav is mirav mahaveiro. Otherwise, why do I have to pay you money? If I eat chaza, why do I pay you money? If I'm a chal shavuz, why do I pay you money? I don't pay you money because I have nothing to do with you. Why do I ever pay you money? If I burnt your house down, I pay you money because I did an avera to you. I did an avera b'nal mahaver. But what about chayv b'chaver? You pay money, but you pay money doesn't prove anything. V'harayi that it's also about a machpul b'yatzmo. In one of the time on that side it says, also the adam mahaver can be passed in also the adam machpul b'yatzmo. You prohibit it to be chayv b'yatzmo. That's not a different passage. That's the same passage. Well, yes, it's 10 years. It's the same passage. So if it's also adam machpul b'yatzmo, you can't say that the nature of the issue has been adam mahaver. I can have the adam mahaver. I'm not allowed to do it to myself. I'm my fault. So you see that the nature, it's a different kind of an issue. So even though by chayv b'chaver you pay money, we don't consider it a lav hanitan l'tashlumin. Of course you pay money, but lav hanitan l'tashlumin means from the fact that there's tashlumin, that's an indication, that's a raya and a hechacher, that the nature that there was bin olam hachaver. But by chayv b'chaver it's not. We know clearly that it's not an issue bin olam hachaver. So that's why you're late over there. And that's the shayla over here. What is the talo chayri? What about the Kala Latzma? So the Mishlam Melech and the Derech Mitzusecho points out that the Machlekes, the Ferish Machlekes, the Smag, I think, against the other Mishnah, where the Gemara learns that from Shavuos, from the Sefer Pasuk, and the Kala Latzma is also Oida B'Lav, does that Pasuk Nizala, that the Kala Latzma is also included in the Lest Kala Cherish? Or no, that's a separate Lav, and this is a separate Lav. And the Kala Cherim is an Isip in Adam HaHaveir, and the Kala Latzma can't be in Adam HaHaveir, so it has to be a separate Lav. So that's the Shadu. The Gemara says, and the Kala HaHaveir B'Shem is Loikem. You like that? If you're going to say like, the Rambam, that Alav Hanitan Tashlumin means an Avera Benor Mahavera, then like him Allah, so how can you say that you like over here? Unless you say, the way most of the Rishonim hold on, the Kala Latzma is also included in the same law. It's not that it's a separate law. The Pasuk is Megala, then the Kala Latzma is also included in the Kala Chayr. So it's the same as Chayr B'Haber, that Chayr B'Yatma is also included. So that's the whole Chayr, that it's not an Haber, it's not an Haber, it's not an Haber, whatever, it's not an Ha-Makam. It's not an Ha-Haber. So that's why it's trying to get Malkus on. But let's say, if you hold like the Smag, then the Kala Latzma is right on a different Easter, and those Kala Chayr is an Haber, it's not an Haber, But then you're going to have a bit of a problem. Can the smag hold like that Rambam's definition of lav hanif in the tashlumen? Or the malveira shemirat mahaveira is a different sugya veira in lechim olam? So this is in the fourth parakim sugya, talks about lashon hara. Are you loyki if you tell lashon hara? All kinds of people talk lashon hara. You get malchus in it. So Rashi says, ain't lechim olam because of lav shem omais. But then there's one bandam Rav Yudah. The kind of Rav Yudah says, the name is Moshe Shem Arishto, and even though the words of Moshe Shem are on the floor, Moshe Shem is only a boal. If Moshe boal, he doesn't pay the mayor kesef, but he's like it anyway. So Rashi says, why do you like it? But it says, Yisrael is the young shah is the mayor kesef. It's all packaged joinish. As Moshe Shem Arishto gets Malkus, Yisrael is all, and he has to pay the mayor kesef. The young shah is the mayor kesef, not from Avi Anaya. So how does Rav Yudah split? So Rashi says, no, the Malkus is for playing old Lashon Hara. Because Rav Yudah Lishitas, the kind of Rav Yudah holds that a lot of shame and mice is like a model. The Rashi says the only reason why you're not loyal on Lashon Hara is because Lashon Hara is a loyal mola, but if you're all like that kind of, if you did a Lashon Hara, different kind of, the Lashon Hara is loyal mola, so every Mishtata Lashon Hara would be loyal if there was Eid in the Hasra. And Tosfos on the Daf says that it's not so. You can say, Aaron says Lashon Hara is loyal, it's not so. The Tosfos on the Daf says, I'm there with Hakosu. I'll tell you how. But there with Hakosu, that's not. Because why does he have to say to Yisrael, so by the Moshe Shema, wouldn't we know on our own that he gets Malchus? If you hold that Allah Shem Amai says like Malchus, we would know on our own. Why does that delight the Yisrael to be Miyukad over here? It's all the man, it's the regular thing on Malchus, but now there, Rosh Nara. So must be a Sarayah, that even if you hold that Allah Shem Amai in general is like Malchus, on Rosh Nara is Mish. There wouldn't be any Malchus. That's a why not? A lot like there's a curse of Yom. So maybe this is the deal or what? Maybe because Rosh Nara is an Avera, but not a Mahavera. And Allah HaNitan HaTashlum in Ein Loikim Olam doesn't mean Nitan HaTashlum means an Avera. But not Mahavera is not doing it to L'Sas Mashar B'disha. The Ein Loikim Olam. The only question is that assumption correct? That Loshim Har is an Avera, but not Mahavera. They tell a story about the Chabetz Chaim. That he was once traveling on the train and there was a Balabos there, and the Balabos after he's gone, he said he's going to ride, and Balabos didn't know who he was. So he said, do you know the Holy Chabetz Chaim? The Holy Chabetz Chaim is the Chabetz Chaim. So he's going to say, yeah, that's me, how do you do? So he said, yeah, you know, you're from Chabad Chaim. So he said, is he really such a big tzaddik? Come me over someone that I owes you some oxen and eastern floor. So he didn't want to say, not such a big tzaddik. Yeah. He started to tone everything down. So the other Balabas got angry, he started to be mavazin. What is he talking like that? Lashon Hara against the Chabad Chaim. He didn't know how to, he was uncomfortable, he didn't know how to get out of it. So he didn't say anything. So when he got off the train, so he went home. And then he went to Davin, Mincha Marvin Shul. So the Balabas came to Shul. And he saw him sitting up in the front, and he has two, the old man. So he told him that the Chabad Chaim said, yeah, he went over and he apologized that he was mavazim on a train. So the Chabad Chaim said, no, that I did the aver, that I wrote a whole sefer. That's what I said. I wrote a whole sefer on Lashon Hara, and I forgot to write, and I forgot to din that there's an issa Lashon Hara against yourself also. And not only is it prohibited to say Lashon Hara against other people, you're not allowed to say Lashon Hara against yourself. The Rabbi used to say that he doesn't understand what the whole chiddush of the story of the Chabad Chaim. He's not the din of Marisayim. That the Mishnayis have in Shviyas, Kamer, the Kamer, Mishnayis and Shviyas, that they're a din of Amara Sain, based on the person who eats in the Kiyam, Hashem, and the Yisrael. That you're not allowed to do something that will ruin one's own reputation. That one is not a balabas on his own reputation. I can give away my jacket, I can give away my money, I can give away my furniture, but I can't see Moichel on my reputation. But a person is not a balabas. But Lord, you understand what's the whole finish. You wrote the whole thing, isn't that the din of Amara Sain? That you're not allowed to say Lashon Hara against yourself. That's the din. But the Shabbos is, these are taka, like over here, Lo Yisikal Cheresh. You're not even allowed to be Mekal Atzma. So the Gemara learned that from a person. So is that the same din or is that a separate din? So the Mishma Mel says in Achleikus, it's Smag and other Mishayim. Or let's say, Chayvu Bachaveir is an Aveir Lo Yaisi Pinyin. What about Chayvu Biyatzma? So the Gemara learned that from a person. So is Mamish the same din? Or is that exactly the same din? It's also Achleikus of Hashem. Not everybody used to what I said before, that Chayvu Biyatzma is the same din. Others hold that it's not. The Ram in the door has a whole shtickle tar on the Ram. The Ram in the Mishnah has that Chavu Bahaveiro is a real Issa. The Lo Yesu Ben Yesu. Chavu Biyatsin is just a less of an Issa. It's a Yafusa. But it's not the same Issa. It's learned that from a different person. So what's talking over here? A person says Lashon Hara against himself. He destroys his own reputation. So is that talking the same Issa of Aseach Rochel Ba'amecho? That it should indicate that the Issa Lashon Hara is not an Issa at all Ben Arma Haveiro? And he should sort of be not a mamakim, not to say Lashon Hara against the Yiddish and Mishonah. Or should I say no? That to destroy your own reputation, they're separate Yisrael, the Yisrael and the Yisrael, because the Yisrael of Lashon Hara is really an Yisrael of the Mahavir. That's the shayla. Tosis said, Tosis proved not like Rashi, that even if you hold that a lot shame on myself, it's lokim olo, but not on lashon hara. That's different. And they give a mocker. They just say, because it says Yisrael, so what do you need a post of Yisrael? So if anybody says lashon hara is lokim, it's a lot shame on myself, it's lokim. It must be that the lashon hara is a yetz min hakal. Why should it be a yetz min hakal? So you don't have to answer what? A yetz min hakal. You don't have to give an explanation. But could this possibly be the explanation? So that should depend on this nekuda. When a person is misapa lashon hara keneged atzmo, and the Chafetz Chaim said, and the Rav said, is that the same aveira? Is that the same aveira as misapa lashon hara keneged chaveira? So if so, l'chol, that's a clear indication that it's not an isa b'dalma chaveira. So for the five keneged atzmo, he's merchel. He's merchel. And he still says it can't be merchel. So that shows that it's not the same adama chaveira. It had been adama mocha. So then you can't say this deal. But if you say that, that's a separate isa. You became Hashem as a separate issue, you're not allowed to bashmut your own reputation. But the real issue, Lashon Hara, is really an aver, the Hara Machavero. So then maybe you can say that that's the deer, that Lashon Hara is then Lashon Hara, Afilu Lutana, Afilu Mandiyoma, Lashon Hara, Lashon Hara, Lashon Hara, because it's a lot, and it's a lot, it's a lot, in the sense that it's a lot, it's an aver, the Hara Machavero. Maybe that's the other hand. Unless the Kalachers, there's a Machlechers, the Rambam and the Ramban, and the Sefer Mitzvot, what about the Kalel Ovi Vehimo? The Rambam says, this is the whole Makkah, Makkah Lov Imo. There's no other pasuk. There's a pasuk that says Makkah Lov Imo by Tira. But there's no other Lav on Makkah Lov Imo. This is the whole Lav. But the Rambam says that I count this twice. Let's see Kal Cheresh on Makkah Lov Kol Odom Yisro. And the Kim Lov Makkah Lov Imo on Makkah Lov Dayan. Not the Yam Kol Lov Yisro or Makkah Lov Nasi. Melech of the Rosh Hashanah. And where does he say Makkah Lov Imo? This pasuk. So the Rambam counts this twice. Also and he says also the kalalavim. So the Ramban is mastered on the Rambam. He says, why did he count it twice? It's one lav. Let's the kalachesh. How can you count one lav twice? The Rambam himself writes in the Shira Shachshi that if you have one lav that contains many yisurim, like the pasuk was also ladam. So the Gemara from Hezron about some of the Gemara lists off all of the prohibitions that are included in that lav. So the Rambam says you don't count it many times. Even if they're all yisurim, they're right. So they're not as masters the Rabbanah. You only count the lav. It's written one lot, so you only count it once. So how can the Rambam himself count on the Hilos of Kalacheresh twice, once from Makalo, other means so, once from Makalo of Yimah? Ah, you have different onshim, that Makalo of Yimah is Stila, Makalo of Yimah is Malkis. But the Rambam time is that the Rambam himself doesn't hold in that sword, because the Bahad counts Loisinah three times. That news for an Arusa, the Yoinish is Stila. News for an Asur, the Yoinish is Fenik. And in a fast by Inshazinsa, the Yanish is Reifa. So the Bahad says, from the fact that you have three different Onshim, it's an indication that the three different types of Loisinah. So the Bahad counts Loisinah three times. And the Rambam is Masik on the Bahad, but it's the Zelda Loisinah. And Eshishish is not allowed to be Mizana. And there are three Chilukai Onshim. Just because sometimes Kilo, and sometimes Chenik, and sometimes Reifa, there's no reason that you should count it three times. But the Rambam says, anything over here. Just because I'm a Kalel Odom Yisrael is Malkus, and I'm a Kalel out of the Imra is Kila, that's no reason to count it twice. It's all one lav, let's see Kalachesh. So on the side of the Sefer Mitzvos and the Megillas Esther, his mother died when he wrote the Sefer. He called the Megillas Esther after his mother. So he writes the introduction. His mother died just after he was about to sing. I wonder what he would have named her if the mother didn't die. I don't think he told you what he would have named. So he writes in the Gilas Esther, he quotes to the Tashbeit and the Zoya Halashiyah. You have a lot of Tzvon like that. You have Morgan Avram. The Morgan Avram is not Morgan Avram. The name is Neri Yisrael. And we call it Morgan Avram. And the Taz is really Morgan David. There are a lot of names that have a different, a lot of Tzvon have a different name. Yad HaZot of the Rambam. The real title is Mishnah Torah. We call it Yad HaZot. Different Tzvon have different titles. So the Tanya. Tanya is not really the Tanya, no. It's different Shabbayim. The nickname that is called the Tanya. So the Gilas Esther quotes in the name of the Zohar Harakia, the Tashbeis writes in the Zohar Harakia, that it's Tanya Doyman. He says, by the three cases of Loisinah, all three get Misa. One gets Gila, and one gets Reifa, and one gets Chenek. But they're all Misa. Hashem can over here, because Mekalel Avim gets Misa, and the Kalach of Erdashem gets Malkus, so that has to be counted as two different laws. It can't be the same law, because Halav all the lavim are divided into two categories in the Torah. You have lavim kalim and lavim chamurim. The Rambam beginning with Hilchos Tshuva. These are not kamina ladina. Whether the soyer hamishtalech is mechaper on Yom Kippur without tshuva. So he says it depends whether the avera that he violated was kalos or chamurim. If it's kalos, sometimes it's mechaper without tshuva, and chamurim is not. He says, what's kalos or chamurim? He says, chamurim is an avera for which you get koros and mrs. bezin. And kalos means an avera for which you get malchus. So when you have a lav, loisa kalacherish, and then you have the Ran and Sanhedrin and after Gimel also has a sugya there better. Double Shane Miskab and makes a khilaf from Kalas and Khamuras. It's an Isis Yezbo Miso. Then everybody holds that lapsha that Double Shane Miskab is also. And the only time there's Machlek the Beauty Reb Shimon is by Kalas, by Surah Lavin, where the Double Shane Miskab is also. By Shabbos, the Machlek is only the Rabbanan. And I told you, they all agree it's Mutter. You should have all agreed by Shabbos that it's also. Double Shane Miskab is also. So Shabbos is Khamuras, you have Miso. Except there's a passage, Malachas Mashevet, and Malachas Mashevet makes it the Devash and Mishkaben is Mutzah L'chol HaDeis in HaTeir. I say, what's Machlekes? There's a Rav Shimon and Machlekes with the Rabban. But when is the real Machlekes? Only by Talwe. So the Ram needs to be Gemara. Of course, Pesach. That's what it says in Gemara. Pesach is put to Gemara, keep Shuto. You have Chilukim between Talwe and Chamuras. So that's what the Zohar HaRakiya writes. You have a lot less of Kala Cherish. What is it then? I'm breaking it. Is it a Kala, or is it a Nisa Kala, or is it a Nisa Chamur, or Chamur? Does it belong to the category of Kalos or does it belong to the Hamur? So the Rambam had to say, he had to break it into two parts. You have to say, count twice. There's one lab that belongs to the listing of Kalos, and there's one lab that belongs to the listing of Hamur. And the same is with all the other three cases. The Rambam is mastered on this, and another Rambam, and the Mishlam Melech has on another two. There are four Rambams where the Rambam violates his own rule, that he takes a lab and he counts it twice. Elokim Lo Tatalel is another one. Elokim Lo Tatalel is the law from the Gadash HaKashem, and it's also the law from the Kalal Dayan. Hamatal Dayan is Lotan, the Gadash HaKashem is Miso. So the Rambam counts that also as two lavim. Then he has another two lavim that he counts twice, and Mishlam Melech points to that. So there are four lavim that Hamak Yavidim is also learned that from the same old Pasuk, where Yosef Pan Yosef, and he counts it twice. Hamak Yavidim Yisrael, and Hamak Yavidim. It counted twice. How can it be counted twice? The Ramban time is all the same law. So the Ramban holds no, it cannot be counted as the same law. Then it's from the Gemara. He mentioned from the Gemara is Mashma, that it's really two different laws. I think we discussed it already this year, no? Because the Gemara had a Shaila, Bein Ma'ash Yosef Shliach Liyavim, the Hatosa or the Kalalo. Where's that Gemara? Also, Pei Dalar, I think. Whereas on Pei Gimel on the base and goes up Pei Dalet on the base goes to Pei Hei on the base on the top. The Gemara has a Shaila, if the Bezin tells the Shliach Bezin, we want you to beat that guy up, or we want you to curse that person. So he has to do it. So how are you allowed to do it? How are you allowed to curse somebody? It's a halab, or it's a talafesh, how are you allowed to beat somebody up? So it's a special din that the Shliach Bezin is committed to violate this law. The Gemara has a Shaila, what if the stainless Shliach Bezin, well, he beats everybody up, he happens to be the son of the man whom they want to be beaten up. Is the son permitted to beat up his own father? So the Gemara says, well, how is the Shliach Bezin never allowed to beat anybody up? So the answer is, Shliach Bezin has a heifer. So man is kind of the father. The Gemara says, no. Then maybe I should say that it's different. The Gemara comes to the conclusion that it is different, that you're not allowed to. Why not allowed to? So from the Sugi you see that Makke Olivim was two Yisurim. It's not the same old Avera, Makke Chevel Bachavera as Makke Olivim. And the Kalal Olivim is an additional Yisur. It's not just the same old Yisur. It's one love. The Ramban says it's all the same love. It's one pasuk, but you have to break it up into two lavim. This Gemara is Kemat Beferish. The pasuk starts in the whole Gemara. From Pei Dalet on the base to Pei Hei on the base is Mashma Beferish like the Rama. That it is an additional lav. That's what the Zohar HaLakiya explains. The reason why it's an additional lav is because one is Malchus and one is Nisam. So therefore you have to break it down to the two parts and say that it's both Kalos and Kamos. Okay. Got to keep it. How do you?